as well. And we're going to kick it off with Matty Holland, who is the boss of the Victorian Jockeys Association and a jockey who is a star and a legend in the sport already, and that is Froggy Newell. Good morning, gents. Froggy, how are you?
Yeah, very well, mate.
Busy morning out here every Tuesday for all of you guys.
Yeah, plenty of track work and trials, so just got to find the next good one.
That's right, and you're about to jump on the next one, next trial out here. How many would you normally do of a morning out here?
You probably do anywhere between sort of 8 and probably 12, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a chat to a lot of the jockeys, not just the stars, Matty, but also those who are grinders, because a lot of people think it's all about the Group 1 action and drinking champagne, but for a lot of jocks out there, it's a tough life.
It is, Michael. It's early starts, long days, and plenty of pressure, but it's still a choice, and they choose to do it, and yep, I'm sure they enjoy it, but yep, it's certainly a tough gig.
Do you remember when you first started, Froggy? How many years have you been riding now?
Started in August 2000, so yeah, we're nearly up to 21 years.
It's quite amazing. How much has it changed in those years for you?
Caulfield's changed a bit. Probably hasn't changed much to sort of the last 5 or 10 years, but when I first was here with the Freedmans, they were sort of out the back there where down Grange Road, but yeah, it's sort of, it's going to be sad to leave when it closes down.
Now, we're in the middle. Just explain for the listeners where we are. If you want to wander over here, because I know you're about to jump on one. So where are we here at Caulfield, and what's the process? There's a whole lot of horses in the middle here. They've just come back from the last trial, and you're about to jump on one here.
Yeah, this is what they call the corral. This is where sort of most of the jockeys that only sort of get on to do the gallops and the trials change over. So as you can see, it's pretty busy here at the moment. But yeah, the trial's just come back in, and we'll get on the next ones, and the next load will go out.
So you're on one for Clint McDonald and the next here?
Yeah, got one for Clinton in the next, a nice little two-year-old. So the babies are still going around at the moment. So as you can see, there's horses everywhere.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you jump on in a moment, but you've got a busy day today. You're heading out to Murray as well. You've got a good book of rides out there. Who do you like at Murray today?
Yeah, I think we can kick the day off with a winner. She's a really, really nice two-year-old. Jumped out really well. So I'm hoping the track's not bottomless, and should be able to get the punters off on a winning note.
That's Brazen Delight. Good on you, Froggy. Great to chat this morning.
Thanks, mate.
Froggy Newitt. So, Manny, it is pretty much orderly chaos out here. There's about 15 horses, jockeys jumping on and off, and this is the heartbeat, really. This is where it all begins.
Yeah, that's right. This is, as you can see, there's plenty of high-profile jockeys. There's plenty of young jockeys that are making their way, and young ones hoping to get a Guernsey at the apprentice school at Racing Victoria. And yeah, it certainly is Tuesday morning, probably the busiest morning for the week, certainly here at Caulfield.
We're going to talk to a lot of the trainers and jockeys, try and find a few winners throughout the day, but a lot of issues in recent weeks we've been discussing about getting track work riders, the next wave of jockeys coming through. There's a horse that's just rearing up right in front of us here. So you've got to be A, gutsy, and B, have a lot of skill to be able to control a big horse like that we just saw rear up there. How hard is it to find these skilled workers?
Oh, look, that's been a really contentious issue in the last month, and certainly, well, it's been more public in the last month, but it's certainly...
Right, that horse is now loose.
Yeah, and off it goes through the paddock, so...
Yeah. This happens quite regularly at track work, doesn't it?
It does, and it's just part and parcel of the job here. Fortunately, no one was on it, but finding talented staff and educated skilled staff is really difficult in this industry, you know, because it is a labour-intense industry, and you can't get that skill without actually having that hands-on experience.
And we had a chat to Michael Walker yesterday. We'll play a little excerpt of that later, but it brings home the dangerous aspect that a lot of us forget day in, day out, the lives and the risk that these jockeys are putting on the line.
Yeah, well, that's right, Michael. It is a dangerous job. We all know that. And they've got work cover and all those sorts of insurances in place, but that doesn't help you when you're laying on your back and you're on the sidelines for 12 months like Michael. I mean, it helps you, but it's certainly a long road to a recovery. And there's one sure thing in this business that when you're riding horses, you will have some kind of injuries along the way through your career, and it's just a matter of when and how bad and so on and so on. But it all looks great on a Saturday at Flemington in the Champagne Bar, but down in the down in the trenches, it can be pretty tough.
How many jockeys have we got that are living on the line, you know, day to day, that are struggling to make ends meet?
Well, I think, look, that's a, it, I suppose it depends on what you determine as living on the line. But most, it's a bit of a myth that jockeys make plenty of money. You know, when you consider the kilometres they do and the job that they're required to do, all these jockeys that are riding here today are not getting paid for these jump outs. They're doing them on the basis that they're going to get rides. So there's a lot of unpaid work that they're doing here in preparation to get those rides on the Saturday. But I think it's once you get down below the guys that are winning the majors, it's pretty tough and it's very competitive here in Victoria.
Derek Ouchie's over here as well, and Darren, we know, champion jockey now with the apprentice school, and you're out here having a look at maybe some of the stars of the future.
Yes, I am. Looking at some of the intake for next year, and we've got a few here this morning riding.
What's the talent look like?
Quite good, quite good. The standard's quite high now. They're already doing jump outs and sort of getting plenty of practice. And here at Caulfield this morning, riding for, they're both riding for Mick Price, and he's got plenty of trials for them.
We're going to have a chat to one of the young girls. Her name's Tali Atkinson a little later. She's now riding in this recent trial, and she comes from a racing family, the daughter of Alicia McPherson. So it's that next level that is coming through that we need to keep developing in racing.
We certainly do. It seems to be like there's a lot of girls now riding. There's probably about 7% of the intake are girls, and it seems to be going that way. But we want to keep them going, yeah.
Is that now almost a worry on the other side, Matt, that we're struggling to find the young males coming through?
I don't think it's a worry. It's just a fact that Pony Club and equestrian sort of centres are still obviously got plenty of female participation. But, you still have those racing families, the generations of young people. We saw Jet Stanley recently, and Tom Preble's sort of following up behind Brett Pebble. So you still have those kids that have come through racing families that they can be boys or girls, as we know, you know. But, I think there's no real reason for it. It sort of goes, ebbs and flows, as far as I think Gouch would probably offer more insight into that. But it's really only 50. I mean, it'll be 70-30 with some of the participation with the girls coming through the system now. But that's only getting up to 50-50 in it, as far as the numbers across the board, female-male participation. So they were probably dragging behind the females, and there were more males in it. Now they're just catching up.
Yeah. Is that what you see the future trend looking like too, Gouch?
Yeah, most certainly. Yeah, since, Jamie Carr's come on the scene, Michelle Payne winning the Melbourne Cup, it's sort of inspired a lot of these girls right at Pony Club to become jockeys.
Absolutely. From the jockey's perspective at the moment, Matty, and Gouch, I'll bring you in on this. There's a lot of frustration with Racing Australia at the moment. It's at a standstill. What's happening with the jockey whip review and different rules from state to state? How frustrating is it from the Victorian Jockeys Association point of view?
Well, I think there's no doubt there's some frustration around the whip rule, and because that is a contentious issue, and we've always had the view that it should be a national rule. What I would say as a stakeholder group or representative of a stakeholder group, fortunately for us, we have a very good relationship with Racing Victoria, with Giles and Jamie McGuinness and the team there. So we can get a seat at the table to discuss issues at Victorian level whenever we like. And we get a good hearing. We don't always get what we want, but we get a very good hearing. And, they work closely with us. Not sure that's the same in a lot of the other states. I think at Racing Australia level, I'm sure for Racing Victoria as the chief governing body here in Victoria, I'm sure it's frustrating for them that Racing Australia have sort of got their hands tied. I mean, do they exist at the minute? You know, they've got a lot of issues at the minute, which is frustrating, I'm sure, for them. And they can't get the each individual state body to the table to discuss these issues. So that's probably that's tough enough for Racing Victoria, and I'm sure Racing New South Wales would have their view on that as well. But as I said, as a stakeholder group, we have a very good working relationship with Racing Victoria.
Gouch, you grew up and were the top jockey at a different era. What are you teaching the young kids now, and what's your thoughts on what's occurring with the whip and the reduction?
My thoughts for the whip at the moment, I think they've got it right at the moment. I think it's pretty good, the whip rule as it stands. You don't want to be taken away too much of the horsemanship from it. The whip's been modified. It's not the same as what it used to be. Of course, it's well padded. And I think with the whip, the new whip rule, I think it's made jockeys better riders, in my opinion. With our apprentices, we teach them right hands and heels and use more hands and heels and less a whip. But I think the whip rule as it stands is, they've got it pretty well right now.
Do you get the itchy feet? We're standing out here with all these horses. You look like you could still jump on one. Gouch, when's the last time you jumped on the back of one?
Well, it was my last ride here at Caulfield, actually. So it's been a while. I do get itchy feet and sometimes, and I miss the competitive part of it, yeah. more so, Michael, than anything else. Yeah.
Did you and Matty compete against each other very often?
Yeah, we did. We did back in the day. But let's just say Gouch had me well and truly covered through my career. But anyway, mine was 5 years. How long was yours? About 35.
About 35. Yeah.
You did all right.
I saw Matt was in the sauna.
Boys, it's good to catch up with you out here because this Saturday is a very important day, and Gouch. For those who are listening, maybe want to donate, what do you say about the National Jockeys Trust and what it does for all of the jockey members out there?
Well, it certainly does aid the ones that are in need, and the VGA do a fantastic job. I think that it is a great trust, and it's worthy to donate. I think over the years, the community has been very kind, and hopefully keep it going.
Yeah, we've seen in recent times, Matty, a lot of jockeys who have had terrible falls. Michael, the most recent, but in Sydney we see Ty Anglin as well, that brings it home. So days like Saturday, and to keep at the forefront of everyone's mind, these need to be supported, don't they?
100%, and that obviously we want everyone to donate to the trust, and we've got a table that the VJA has a table there on Saturday, and we've got, I think, 10 of our ex-jocks, which should be a really good day.
Who's coming?
Well, we've got the likes of Winksy and Pumps and Chicken Arnold and Gunga Din, who was one of Gouch's arch rivals, and Johnny Dinner. I think Chicken Arnold's there, and I might have forgotten one or two, but anyway, it's Ronnie Hall and myself are going to host these lads, so we'll be the ones trying to keep them under lock and key. But anyway, it should be a good day, and I think it is absolutely a great thing, the NJT, and it looks after the past and present riders that have suffered injury and illness, and we can't forget all our past heroes. They're all just passing through, so yeah, looking forward to it.
There's no doubt about that. Now, you said that the jockey's becoming better because of the whip restrictions. How would you have gone competing today against the current crop of superstars and a Jamie Carr? How would you have handled Jamie Carr?
I think she's amazing. She's doing a fantastic job. Very good for racing too. She's a great, one thing Jamie is, she's a great role model. She's always helped out kids, on the way up, and she's even offered to come into the apprentice school one day and talk to our apprentices, yeah. which is good of her. I think as far as the whip rule, she's, like I said, she's a great role model. All the jockeys love horses and they don't want to hurt them. So, Jamie's probably one role model you would look at saying she's got it down pat, the whip rule.
Jets, great to catch up with two old sparring partners. Did you ever beat Gouchy, Matty?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Actually, I just got a text from Des O'Keefe, and I know he'll be listening, and he said, obviously heard that question, did we ever ride against him? He said, I don't think the Gouch rode at Warwickville. Well, just for your information, Des, I didn't ride there either.
So. good on you, boys. Matty Highland, the boss of the Victorian Jockey Association, Darren Gouchy, legend, who is now with the Apprentice School as well. We're live from Caulfield at the Trainers Tower. They're getting ready for the next heat. When we come back, we might have a chat to Kieran Ma, who's up there. McPrice is hanging around. I can see Jack Hill we'll have a chat to as well, Mickey D. And there's a few young apprentices, the stars of the future, we'll also catch up with this morning. Racing Pulse on the road.